Hi, and welcome to Culture Unraveled.
I recently watched all 8 episodes of Indian Matchmaking, which featured on Netflix. It was in the news quite a bit, and so many seem to be talking about it. For those of you who haven't watched the show follows an Indian matchmaker, Seema Taparia, who has matched hundreds of couples in her career. The show captures her engagements with different people looking for a spouse. She meets them, speaks to them, understands what their criteria are, and then she looks into her large database and suggests possible matches. If the person likes the match, then they go out, they get to know each other, and see where things go from there. The series featured a mixed bag of couples. Some couples never hit it off from the very beginning. Some couples hit it off in the beginning, and then things start to go south. In some matches, one person felt that the other was their dream match. But that feeling was not mutually shared, and so there was a fallout. The theme I particularly want to focus on is this whole idea of criterias. It's very interestingly shown in the show. When Seema meets the person who wants to be set up, they immediately start listing their criterias, and the screen moves to a text mode listing down their points. Tall, beautiful, career-oriented, funny, Indian descent, not a lawyer, same wavelength, adventurous, and the list goes on and on. So every person looking for a match has a list of criteria that has to be filled out. A list of qualities they want to see in every potential match. Now, is there anything particularly wrong with that? Well, absolutely not. Every person has a certain criteria for who they want to spend the rest of their life with. It's only natural to have it. But I guess the problem comes when criterias become the absolute thing and the person you meet just becomes someone who has to tick off things from your checklist. And in the series, you see that, especially in the initial episodes. Some candidates are so obsessed with their checklist that the minute the other person deviates even remotely from it, the whole thing breaks down. They are so fixed on their criterias that all the other person's words and actions are weighed within that template. Everything gets filtered through the checklist. The problem with doing this is that the person fails to see all the other beautiful qualities that the other person might have. They become so fixated on what they want the other to be that they fail to see them for who they are. In Ephesians 5, the Bible describes the union of man and woman in marriage as a mystery because it conceals within it a truth about Christ and the church. That there is a divine reality hidden in marriage, that it signified a mystical union between Christ and the church. That means the union of marriage points to something much greater than itself. It points to a divine mystery. And if that is the case, then we have to be open to that mystery. We can't box it down with our criteria and lists and what we want the other person to be. We can't hold on to these kind of safeties and securities. In the show, Seema Taparia very rightly says that in the end, one of the most important things that is needed for any relationship is flexibility and compromise. That if we hold on to our way of life too strongly, then that cannot lead us to a good relationship. Marriage is about understanding the other, to adapt for the other, and to see beauty in the other. And it is good to start with that precedent. To understand that there might be many things in the other person that might not tick off from our personal checklist. But maybe it's better that they don't tick those things off. Maybe the person has something much better than our list to offer us. Maybe our lists aren't meant to satisfy us at all. So for those looking for a spouse, keep your criteria to a minimum. Just keep the real essentials on the list. And be open to adapting to the new reality. It is only when we are willing to change and are ready to adapt that we open ourselves to the divine mystery and the deep joy that is so beautifully embedded in a marriage relationship.